Yeah, there's a YouTube channel called HOA Ham. He talks about all sorts of little ways of putting antennas in your yard to keep the HOA off your back. Kind of interesting. I just bumped into his channel just recently. I was looking up, trying to find videos showing different methods of sticking a vertical in the ground for POTA usage. And he was talking about a ground spike. Seems to be the most common method. Everybody's talked about the same thing in different ways. The neatest thing was the metal, like steel or aluminum window screen, 17 feet long. You put your antenna in the middle section of that, and that's your ground plane. I think that's kind of neat when I try it. But, use a hamstick. So I ordered a hamstick. Jacob Parts had it for $22, and I got GX Engineering to price match it. And, I ordered one of their ground spikes from MFJ. I actually like the design of the one on Amazon better. I'm kind of kicking myself. But, yeah, this will work.
The Great 38.
I made out what you were saying by the context, but your voice started to get quiet towards the end of that conversation, but also I noticed I'm going through heavy foliage, so a lot of the trees are starting to interfere with the signal on my end. And I'm probably only a couple miles away from the repeater. And this is definitely new territory for me because where I'm going, I've never tested the radio in this area, so I don't even know how well the propagation is going to be because it's wooded. It is very wooded.